We are thinking of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. I want to emphasize how dear and precious this ministry is. I want to emphasize also that this is not just some magic experience we have. It's not just some height of emotion that we have. The problem with emotion, which many people depend upon, unfortunately, is that emotion goes up and down. We can have a high emotion at night, the next morning, we wake up in the morning, we've lost it. And this is not God's will for the Christian life. He wants a steady life. He wants a life that is constant. So it's not just going to some height of emotion or excitement or some such thing which many Christians seem to depend upon, but it's in the daily life having the ongoing, the constant ministry of the Holy Spirit. And this is what Jesus is promising in these three chapters, chapters 14, 15, and 16 of John, because these disciples needed this teaching. These disciples were not as spiritual as they should have been. Jesus was going to be taken from them, and they were concerned, what's going to happen to us? We need you more, Lord Jesus. And Jesus was saying to them, no, I'm going to be taken. I'm going to be crucified, I'm going to be resurrected, and I'm going back to heaven. But you can depend upon the one whom I will send. Of course, he sent the Holy Spirit, and now the Holy Spirit indwells the life of every believer. Now this brings us to John chapter 16, verses 14 and 15, especially verse 14. And there is one phrase that I especially want to share with you. Verse 14 has this to say in chapter 16 of John, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. He shall take of my things, in other words, and shall show them to you. He will glorify me. Now this is a ministry which many people do not really clearly understand. What is the purpose of the Holy Spirit? There are many people who believe they pray to the Holy Spirit. We're never told to pray to the Holy Spirit. We pray to the Father about the Holy Spirit, but we don't pray to the Holy Spirit. Other people speak only of the Holy Spirit this and the Holy Spirit that. And somehow the Lord Jesus suffers. He doesn't get the glory he should get. Sometimes we give lip service to the Lord Jesus. Oh, he is the Lord of my life. But it means nothing in our lives because we don't honor him, we don't exalt him, we don't glorify him in our lives. Philippians chapter 2 speaks much about honor and glory which belongs to the Lord Jesus. And Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 9, has this to say, wherefore God has highly exalted him, and hath given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things other than the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God the Father. Revelation chapter 5 speaks of the glory which belongs to the Lord Jesus. It speaks of people kneeling down. First of all, the elders knelt down before him. And then a great congregation, and finally all of mankind kneeling before him. Worthy is the Lamb which was slain. It thrills me when I read that passage. That passage is repeated again and again. Worthy is the Lamb which was slain to receive glory and honor and so forth. Now, how does Jesus receive this glory? How are we reminded of the glory we owe to the Lord Jesus, that the Holy Spirit will not take of his own things, he will not exalt himself, but he'll exalt Jesus in our lives? How do we know about this? Because this is a ministry of the Holy Spirit. If you're willing to let him, if you're willing to depend upon him, this daily ministry of the Holy Spirit, he will present Jesus to you. He will exalt Jesus in you. He will lift up Jesus in you. He will give you greater love for the Lord Jesus, greater thankfulness for the Lord Jesus, greater desire to follow him and to obey him in your life. And if you have little of this desire, it may be that this ministry of the Holy Spirit is not one that you're using. You could ask God the Father, please, by your Holy Spirit, exalt Jesus today in my life. Now, I don't believe in just doing this once. I believe in doing this daily. I have set this rule for myself, where the Lord Jesus in John 15, verses 4 to 6, says, "Live in me and I in you." I try to remind myself daily, now today I have to exalt the Lord Jesus. Today I must love him more. Today I must give great thanks to him in my life. So this is a daily thing. It's not just some great decision I make on Sunday night in church. But as daily, I remind myself, no, today, by the Spirit, Jesus is to be honored and glorified and exalted in my life. And so I would pray this for each of you, that your love for the Lord Jesus will continually increase. Your daily thankfulness for what he's done for you, what he means to you, will increase. Your obedience to him, your desire to follow him with all your heart and to make him the Lord of your life, that this will be a preeminent thought in your heart daily. This is how the Lord Jesus will be exalted. And so the Holy Spirit, as Jesus said, will glorify him. He will glorify me. And so let this be true in your lives. Don't exalt other things and don't put false emphasis upon other things, but let him be exalted and honored and glorified in your life. Kneel before him, bow before him. I pray this will be true in your life.